feel like you're just drowning in a sea of business trends. You know, new tech here, gotta try that marketing tactic over there. Honestly, it's enough to make anyone feel a little, I don't know, panicky.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking about how to escape that FOMO whirlpool, right? Mm-hmm. How to like lock on to what actually matters for your business growth, for you listening right now.
Right.
And we've got some fascinating research to unpack here, so buckle up. One source even compares, get this, the current business landscape to a tsunami of information.
It's a powerful image, isn't it?
For sure.
And it's incredibly relevant when you really think about it. A tsunami, I mean, it doesn't just bring a wave, right? It brings this flood of everything along with it.
Okay, so we're in the tsunami, right? We're bombarded with information. What's the harm in trying to ride every wave, so to speak?
See, and that's where the real danger lies. That's what we call the FOMO trap. And honestly, it can be a silent killer for businesses, especially in today's environment. You know, it's just so competitive these days. Well, okay, imagine this, right? You're constantly bombarded with new ideas, new tech. You've got to try this new strategy. They all promise incredible results, right?
Right.
And you start dabbling in a bit of everything. You feel that pressure, you know, to gotta keep up.
Been there. Yeah. Frantically opening that marketing email.
Exactly. But here's the catch. See, when you spread yourself too thin across every exciting new opportunity, it means your efforts are scattered. You know what I mean? You're not giving any single project the time and energy it needs to truly flourish.
It's like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Impressive for about 5 seconds, then disaster.
And the fallout. Think unfinished projects, confused teams, they're constantly shifting gears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, missed opportunities. Instead of achieving significant wins, you're stuck in this perpetual cycle of starting and stopping.
Oh, I feel that. Okay, so constantly chasing shiny objects is a big no-no. Got it. But with all this information swirling around, how do we even begin to cut through the noise?
It all starts with a solid foundation. Think of it like building a house, right? You wouldn't start with the fancy light fixtures before you even have walls and a roof, would you?
Definitely not. Especially not in this housing market.
Exactly. The same principle applies to your business. You need a strong foundation before you can even think about adding those fancy bells and whistles.
So what exactly does a strong business foundation look like? Like, what are the essentials? We got to break this down for me.
It boils down to three core pillars: finances, processes, and culture.
It sounds like these three pillars, finances, processes, and culture, they all kind of work together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
To create this really solid base for growth. But let's be real, even with a strong foundation, knowing where to focus your energy in this tsunami of information can feel overwhelming. How do we even begin to prioritize when there are so many potential avenues for growth?
Yeah.
Where do we even start? So how do we go from feeling overwhelmed by all these options to feeling laser focused on the ones that really move the needle for us?
Well, it's not about just randomly picking projects from a pile, right? It's about having a system. And one of the most effective tools I've found is the prioritization matrix. Have you heard of that?
I have. Yeah. I'm intrigued, though. Break down this matrix magic for me.
Okay. So imagine a grid, right?
Okay.
One axis represents the potential value, the value a project brings to your business. Think things like, you know, increased revenue, improved customer satisfaction, maybe even boosted team morale.
Okay.
The other axis, that represents the effort required. So that's your time, your resources, the potential disruption to your current operations, that kind of thing.
So we're talking about really weighing the potential gains against like the potential pain points.
Exactly. But there's one more layer to think about, and that's complexity.
Right.
Some projects might seem simple at first glance.
Right.
But then they can easily snowball into these, you know, logistical nightmares.
In there.
The prioritization matrix helps you factor that in.
Okay, so this is starting to feel less like a free-for-all and more like we're talking about a strategic game plan now.
So we've talked about building a strong foundation. We've talked about prioritizing like pros. What's next in our journey from FOMO to focus?
I think it's time to shift from choosing the what to defining the where. We need to talk about creating a robust target picture for your business.
What do we do?
A truly effective target picture needs three key elements, I would say. Okay, so first, it needs to be resistant to doubt.
Okay.
Both internal and external. So it should be so deeply rooted in your company's mission and its values that it can kind of withstand those market fluctuations, you know, the internal second guessing, all of that. The second thing is it needs to be easily understood and communicated.
Gotcha.
Everyone in your organization, from, you know, your leadership team down to your newest hire, they should be able to grasp its essence, be able to articulate it to others.
So it's like a shared vision that everyone can kind of rally behind. Okay, I love that. What's the final element?
Alignment. Your target picture has to be strategically aligned with your overall business goals. It shouldn't be a separate, you know, lofty aspiration. It should be an integral part of your roadmap to success.
So it's about really connecting the dots between your day-to-day actions and that larger vision. Like every project you choose, every decision you make, it should ultimately be moving you closer to that North Star.
That is how you conquer the FOMO and embrace the power of focus.
I love it. This has been honestly such a game changer. We've journeyed from like feeling overwhelmed to feeling, I don't know, empowered, right? Like we're equipped with the tools we need to navigate the business world with a little more clarity, a little more intention. As we wrap up here, I want to leave you with one final thought. Remember that company that chose CRM optimization over the, you know, flashier AI system? Think about what your CRM equivalent is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's that impactful, achievable step that you can take today, right now, to move yourself closer to your own robust target picture? Until next time, everyone, stay focused.